Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Our reading today is from the Gospel of Luke. It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was, and when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do will it, be made clean." And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. But he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. I was struck by this last line, he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. See, God could do so much more, right? He could, or at least in our, like, our understanding of reality or in God's goodness or whatever, God could heal everyone. He could have never allowed sin into this world. Right? But God chose a broken plan. And I wrestled with that a lot. Like, God, why? In fact, that was one of my biggest hurdles after my profound experience of God in high school was, okay, God, like, I believe, but what's with all this other stuff? Right? And there's this line in the first reading that says, whoever believes in the Son of God has this testimony within himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar. Right? And I actually had this idea of God being a liar in my head, even after having experienced God. God, if you love me, then why would you allow this thing to happen or this to be a reality in my life? Now, the statement is a strong statement, and I know it's pointing at the lie, which is really the brokenness of the reality in my own heart of someone who does not believe, or to the extent that I don't believe, I'm living a lie, right? The reality is that God exists, and to live in a different reality is to live in a lie. But God chooses the brokenness, like from the very beginning, right? He knew when he created us that we would hurt him, that we would offend him, that we would sin against him, that we would murder him. And God chose that plan. So, and I'm reconciling this with the gospel reading really because Jesus could have done all these things. He could have sought out people and made all things good and new and perfect so that no one had anything wrong ever again. But he continued to withdraw to deserted places to pray, which points to this reality that there's something even greater that he came to do and is doing. So finally, I was thinking about this in my own mind, like, why would someone choose such a broken plan? Right. But I think about this and like we do this. My wife married me. Right. She said yes to a plan where literally in front of all of her friends and family, I vowed to love her in sickness and health all the days of my life. I haven't done that. I've failed many, many times at doing that. In fact, at least I hope she had the common sense to know that I wasn't going to do that. Like I wasn't capable of doing that all the days of my life. But yet we still committed. Like in a sense, it was like this crazy like concept of a perfect and beautiful plan that we said yes to, that we were committing to, that we knew would be reconciled in some way. right? And God's plan in the brokenness, in the messiness, God's plan of reconciliation exists always. So my wife and I could say yes to each other, knowing that there would be brokenness within those promises, but confident of God's grace and the sacrament of our marriage to bring about the fullness of God's plan in our life. And how do we participate in a fuller and deeper understanding of that reality? To withdraw to deserted places and pray. God chose the broken plan. We choose the broken plan. If we have this free will to choose the broken plan, how free can we really be to embrace? How free can God make us to embrace the brokenness in this world, the brokenness in our own hearts, and to allow Him to transform it, to make it clean? And just as the gospel says, we can stretch out our hands. Jesus stretches out His hand. He touches us. And our prayer can be, Lord, if You wish, You can make me clean. And this beautiful line from Jesus, I do will it. God wills every ounce of our brokenness to be made clean. Let us pray. Lord, if You wish, make me clean. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.